Good afternoon, Ivan. It's good to see you again. I appreciate you letting us come back, as you know. My name is James Balter, and my partner is Gene Simon. We are here to interview you again, or to finish our interview, for the oral history collection of the Pittsburgh section of the National Council of Jewish Women. Today is August 9th, 1990.
Could you please tell us your name and your birth date?
Yes, my name is Ivan Half, and I was born December 11th, 1903, on North Euclid Avenue near Highland Park.
Thank you.
Ivan, Gene and I have had an opportunity to listen to the tape of our interview with you 2 weeks ago, and it was just fascinating, and we're grateful for some of the information you shared with us. Could you tell us a little more about your home atmosphere and the life in the Depression and during Prohibition in that era when you were growing up? You mentioned where you were born, and you bought a house, your family bought a house in the East End.
For what point of interest it might be, we moved from Euclid Avenue to Eveline Street, which was then known as the Balm Grove District. Now known as the Garfield District. At that time, which was about 1908, the area had a rather rural atmosphere, to the extent that on South Eveline Street, where we lived, there was an open field across the street known as Lynch's Field, where cows grazed, and where the Lynches had a barn and a raised chickens next to their farmhouse type of house, farming community. The homes in the block on Eveline Street, between Coral Street and Friendship Avenue, were nondescript, moderate style homes, and my father bought one of them. At the time, my father was a traveling salesman representing furniture factories that were largely located in Shelbyville, Indiana. My father's father was also a furniture factory representative. His name was Isaac Half. He was born in 1841 in Alsace-Lorraine, and at the age of approximately 20, he emigrated to the United States, where he married my grandmother, whose maiden name was Eva Selig, S-E-L-I-G. Her family had previously emigrated to the United States and settled in the state of Indiana. But my grandmother and her brothers, for the most part, moved to Athens, Ohio, where my father and his four brothers and one sister were born. At that time, for a reason I cannot explain, my grandfather bought and owned a small furniture factory in Marysville, Ohio, which was known as the Isaac Half Bed Lounge Company. My mother and her sister and two brothers were all born on the north side of Pittsburgh, which was known at the time as the city of Allegheny. My grandfather, the father of my mother and his brothers, was Emanuel Schweitzer, S-C-H-W-E-I-Z-E-R. He was born in Fürth, Germany. Henry Kissinger's hometown.
And you told us that last time that he was born in Kissinger's
hometown. Yes. He emigrated to the United States, presumably for the purpose of avoiding German Army military service. He arrived in Philadelphia, where he married my grandmother. And for some unknown reason, migrated to Pittsburgh, where he served in the Civil War, attaining the rank of corporal.
Is that the grandfather, excuse me, that you told us a couple, when we were here last time, that he started a German
yes.
Sunday newspaper,
yes,
Emanuel?
That's correct.
And do you know the name of that paper?
Yes. My grandfather started and owned and operated a German newspaper, which was published only on Sunday and was known as Der Sonntagsblatt, if you can say that, write that in German, S-O-N-T-A-G, apostrophe S, no, S-B-L-A-T-T, Sunday paper.
Oh. It was published in Pittsburgh.
It was published in Pittsburgh, but unfortunately, after visiting Pittsburgh libraries, I was unable to find a copy of the newspaper. This grandfather died in 1887.
Was that a general circulation newspaper or for the Jewish community?
No, it was just
general circulation.
General circulation. This grandfather died in 1887, leaving very little money. My grandmother, fortunately, had one son who was working and helped supply money for the family's maintenance. Fortunately, in 1890, United States Congress passed a law awarding a pension to widows of Civil War servicemen of $14 a month plus $2 per month for every child above the age of 16.
Is that $2 or $4?
$4. I think it was $4.
That's what you said.
Yes, I think it was $4. Yes. Fortunately, my grandmother, having three children of an age under 16, my own mother being 18 at the time, received $12 a month additional pension.
A lot of money in those days.
Well, it was enough
subsistence
to keep
anyway.
Body and soul together.
Would you, by any possible chance, have that document?
No, unfortunately, I had a document awarding that pension to my grandmother, and I don't know what happened to it. It's possible that my nephew, who lives in Israel, may have taken it or borrowed it and failed to return it to me. But that was an official act of 1890, that I know, passed by Congress awarding that amount of money to widows of Civil War veterans. My father's father, as I said, I think I said before, Isaac Happ, was born in Alsace, and he came to this country, but established a furniture factory, which he lost. Subsequently, he became a factory furniture representative, and his two oldest sons, my father and Felix, followed in his footsteps and also became furniture factory sales representatives. There were two younger brothers, Morris and Leo. Who started a furniture retail store in Homestead, Pennsylvania, on or around 1900, financed to a limited extent, since it wasn't very much money to begin with, by my father, Rudolph, and his older brother, Felix.
You told us last time that then Felix and your father started Felix yes. Half and Brother.
Yes. Felix and my father, Rudolph, started a wholesale floor covering establishment in the year approximately 1909. Which was located in the Century Building, 7th Street, Pittsburgh. And they continued their business.
Was the warehouse there too?
Yes. They had occupied, I think, two or three floors for warehousing, floor covering in the Century Building.
It's until you built the building on the parkway.
No. Then later on, their warehouse was located at the Point. Before the present development, and fortunately escaped the flood, the 1936 flood, which drenched the city of Pittsburgh. At that time, our business operation, or let us say, office, was located at 800 Penn Avenue. At the time of the flood, I and one of my associates were marooned in the building. And fortunately, by way of the rear fire escape, produced a ladder to break the transom window on which we balanced ourselves onto a motorboat on 8th Street, Penn Avenue, which guided us to 6th Avenue and Smithfield Street, where my automobile was parked at the time.
That's nice. You had told us, that's a fascinating story, you had told us when we were here last time that when you built the building, the new modern building on the parkway, that the business was dissolved in 1961. Is that, am I recollecting correctly?
No, if I said that, I didn't mean it. In the interval prior to constructing our building on the parkway, we bought a building for warehouse purposes at 13th Street and 13th and Smallman Street in Pittsburgh. I bought this building out of a desperate need for warehouse facilities. And found it of very little monetary value until the city of Pittsburgh decided to buy the building as part of a development to construct a roadway overhead from Bigelow Boulevard to the north side of Pittsburgh, even though this project never materialized. At least I was fortunate enough to receive substantial compensation for the building I owned, which was subsequently torn down.
As for a historical record, that bridge was finally built in the late 1980s. To the north side.
Oh, is there a bridge? Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's it.
It's called,
can you get, oh, well, that's near Millvale. That's near Millvale Avenue, isn't it? Is there a bridge that goes?
There's a bridge that crosses at the foot of Bigelow Boulevard, crosses the Allegheny River, just about at 13th and Smallman.
Oh, is it what? I didn't even know that.
Brand new, late 80s.
Oh, yes. Well, you can change the records accordingly.
No, you're right. Just how long it took.
Yes. But that is the story. Then, in 1960, we needed a building for warehouse purposes. Bought land in the Green Tree area and constructed a 57,000 foot warehouse that still is in operation and is leased at the present time to the Anixter Corporation, distributor of cable wire. I continue to own the building jointly with my nephew who lives in Israel.
Is this nephew who lives in Israel, is he the one that has your family papers and your records and things like that?
Well, I don't know just what are meant by family papers, but I think I told you that my father's people lived in Athens, Ohio, and moved to Pittsburgh the last decade of the 19th century for the reason that their furniture customers whom they served out of Ohio were largely located in western Pennsylvania. I think I told you about my grandfather,
yeah,
who became editor of the German newspaper.
And one of them started, one of the founders of the Concordia Club?
Yes, my maternal grandfather was one of the charter members of the Concordia Club, which was founded in 1874 and was originally located on 2nd Avenue in Pittsburgh, but soon thereafter moved to the north side. Today the club is located on O'Hara Street in Oakland, where they have their headquarters.
You're still a member, I believe, aren't you?
I'm still an absentee member because I live in part largely in Florida and I don't use the club, but I'm still an honorary member. They call it an absentee member.
Well, when you're in Pittsburgh, you don't go there?
I don't have occasion to go there. I did take somebody there for dinner once about a month ago, just recall, but I don't use it.
Didn't you used to sit in the members' room after, you know?
They have a room, yes.
I remember you there.
Yes.
This has really nothing to do with the oral history, but I didn't know that Garfield District had a name, Balm Grove or something.
Yes, it's never referred to today, like a lot of things. It was known at that time as the Balm Grove District, and that was the area that was south of Penn Avenue. Garfield, on the other hand, in the same neighborhood, was the district north of Penn Avenue.
I see.
But no one thinks or even knows that there was such a name as Balm Grove.
No, I didn't.
When you said your house was
between Coral and Friendship, yes.
Is that where Friendship School is today?
Friendship School is at the corner of Graham. Is bordered by four streets: Graham Street, Ralph Street, Coral Street, and Friendship Avenue. That's where I attended school, public school. When I graduated from public school in 1920, I had a choice of going either to Peabody High School or Shenley High School. I selected Shenley because it was a new school at the time. I graduated from Shenley High School in 1920 and attended Brown University, from which I graduated in 1924.
So you went to a Friendship school?
Yes, yes. Ma'am.
What was it like when you were a youngster going to Friendship?
I don't like to put this in writing because of the possible feeling of a bit of bigotry, but at the time it was virtually an all-white school, and I'm told today that am I talking about Friendship School or Shelley High?
Well,
you're talking about Friendship.
Friendship.
Oh, yes.
You had told us prior to this that Shelley was all white.
It was, and for the most part.